You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show.
Hey, everyone. It's our after show for 90210. As Bing is for doing it, we are doing another episode of 90210 Storage Brew. I'm your host, Nicolette Gaona, and I'm here with my lovely co-host, Violet.
Hey, everyone.
Now, this episode was quite interesting. I mean, it hit a lot of elements this week.
Definitely.
Brought in some new stories, kind of, as well.
Answered a few questions.
Mm-hmm. I mean, let's get into it. You know, with Silver and Adriana's whole wanting to do this whole tour kind of thing with this new taco truck.
Yes.
That they have. I think it was a clever idea.
It was a good idea. And I like that. I think we've been talking about it for weeks that Silver doesn't have a job. And she finally says it. She's like, I don't do anything. I don't have a career. I have nothing going. So...
Exactly. I love that. I'm so glad. And she got back into her video stuff, which, remember, we all were talking about that with the whole dream situation. You know, we were hoping that she was going to get back into it. So I'm really glad she has something going for her. You know, so her and Dixon was brought in their storyline. You know, he had Michaela last week where I wasn't here. Sorry about that. Talk about or heard her sing, and basically was like, you know, I need a new artist, everything like that, not taking in consideration about Silver's feelings about the whole thing. I mean, I definitely feel that was really wrong for Dixon to do that.
It was, and to think about it, if she's going to go on tour at clubs and bars, there's drinking, there's smoking, and if she's pregnant at the time, are you kidding me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, do you really think she's going to go through with this whole pregnancy thing?
You know, I have a feeling it's not going to happen. I think she's going to choose her music instead of that.
Well, hopefully Silver kind of realizes, like, okay, you know what? I'm going to let her do what she wants to do. But then they're back to, like, the drawing board of who's going to carry the baby, which I'm now thinking, well, maybe she's going to love this whole video situation and really want to get involved with that and not, you know, want to have this baby anymore.
Right. That's really true. I didn't even think about that.
Right?
Would she throw away one dream for another dream?
Exactly. And I mean, hopefully, I think it would be good for her. Build that up and then, you know, keep those eggs there. And then when the time is to happen, then exactly. I think it will happen. So what do you think about Michaela, though? I mean,
I feel like she's one of the 90210 guest stars that will be gone really soon.
You think?
I do. And I don't think her storyline is strong enough. I think she's just replacing Adriana's singing right now.
Right.
So I feel like 90210 always needs someone to be singing and performing. First it was Dixon with the DJing and the music, and then Adriana with her music, and now she's taking over. So, I don't know. I'm not a fan of hers, of her character.
Yeah.
I feel like she's kind of going to screw everything up. But I do like that she's considerate of everybody, or at least of Silver.
See,
a little bit. A little bit.
I mean, a part of me is just like, is she fake, though?
Yeah.
You know, like, I get that feeling from her that she's not totally that real. And, I mean, like you kind of saw us... Michaela and Naveed really didn't have that much of a relationship this episode.
Yeah. So I was wondering what happened between them, because I thought they were going to hook up and then maybe she might get pregnant by him.
I know.
What happened to that storyline?
It was totally ripped away. I mean, maybe her thoughts were just going somewhere different now, you know, not about Naveed. But, you know, so then that goes into Naveed's storyline with this whole Campbell situation. Now, they do say nice guys finish last.
Right.
But I'm really hoping he does it.
I know.
He doesn't deserve it.
I'm so glad he finally stood up for himself and he finally just said what he needed to say to Campbell and the Crotus Society?
Chromis, whatever. Society.
He doesn't need them. It's not like they run it. It's not in politics.
Right.
You know, you're in college, really.
I'm just so nervous for him because they are kind of like these schemey type of guys.
What are they going to do to him?
Exactly. It's like, you know, he went out of his way to take his fiance out, which I was like, oh my God, they'd be so cute together, wouldn't they?
They kind of look like brother and sister.
Oh, kind of. Yeah. But I was like, oh, they look so like.
They would. They
you know? Would. And I mean, they looked like they were having a good time, but I'm so glad he saw that and he really was just like, you know what? So, I guess, did they get him caught with the girl?
Yeah, because I guess she broke up with him. She called it off. But it's so funny because the minute I saw that Navid saw the guy, I thought he had set Navid up to see if he would do anything with his fiance. I thought maybe the storyline was going in that direction.
So I kind of got that too.
His trust, you know?
Right.
So when that all happened, I was like, really?
It was kind of random. I kind of would have liked the other one.
Yeah. You know, to see if they trust him. And then Navid would have said, oh, I don't want to be a part of this. And then he would have left.
Well, yeah. I mean, he still doesn't want to be a part of it. So I'm really proud of his character. Mm-hmm. You know, because normally he's like the one who will do anything for anybody.
Right.
You know?
He usually doesn't have that strong of a storyline. But I really like the storyline he has going for him. So
yeah, it's really different from all the other ones, you know, because he's in school. You see him in the classes sometimes. And, you know, he's kind of taking that from everybody else, like, you know.
And he's doing his own thing. He's not a sidekick to anybody.
Exactly.
I love it.
Me too. Do you want to get into the store? Oh, wait, we're not doing the store anymore. Just kidding.
We can. You guys check out AfterBuzzTV.com. There's a banner, and you guys can get really, really cool stuff. Click on the banner for the store. There's mugs. There's onesies. Come on, you know.
Onesies?
You know you want a onesie. Come on. There's a lot of cool stuff, so check it out.
Yeah, see, there you go. There we have it. Then we get into the whole Naomi and the brother Mark.
Yes.
To me, I'm kind of weirded out because he's kind of too good looking.
He's so hot.
You know what I'm saying?
So like, hot.
And she's really pretty too, so it's kind of weird. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I was really afraid they were going to take it to a whole nother level.
I was afraid too, and I kind of wish they would to make it a little more exciting.
Interesting.
But yes, but it was weird. They looked like they had a lot of chemistry.
They did.
And not brother and sister
exactly,
chemistry.
Exactly. That's why it was really weird. Because I was like, okay, like I'm getting kind of like a more than a brother type of vibe. Yes. You know, but maybe that was just her in general. Her personality is very like flirtatious.
Exactly.
And I mean, I can relate to that sometimes. You know, people are just overly too nice.
Yeah.
And then they get the wrong impression. Mm-hmm. So it was really cute. You know, they went to a little park and... You remember when Alec, I don't know if you watched that episode, when Alec took her to the park, you know, it was kind of like how she felt when she was young, you know, so I thought it was interesting how she brought him back to the pier.
It was. She's, I guess, throughout the whole season or throughout the whole show, she's been like wanting that in a sense, and it kind of has shown little by little, but
Do you think he's being honest? Do you think he has any other...
You know, I don't. I kind of feel like he's like, oh, this girl really wants to know me and really wants to be my friend or my sister, and she has a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, hey, why not? Let me use this to my advantage.
I mean, do you think maybe, though, the whole allergic reaction kind of did bring them closer? Like, do you think he really was kind of like, okay, like, I think we are actually related now, you know, since we both are allergic to that rare sauce.
That was funny, but funny, sad, funny.
Yeah, I mean, it was random. Yeah. It was like, I did not see that coming, you know?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I mean, because at first I was like, like, he might be into something more, but it's like, what more can he really take from just hurting her in general. You know, I'm sure she'd be hurt more than anything.
True.
Like, you can't really take anything from her. She
has
everything, you know. So hopefully, though, he has good intentions and he can end up being, like, a good character in the show and stay for a while.
Naomi's been jumping from guy to guy, and then she was with Max for, like, a really long time. But then we think she's going to jump to another guy, but I'm really glad it's her brother.
Like, exactly. And I think they can make it really cool. And the fact that he has this restaurant now, you know, it could just turn into something really amazing. And I hope, like, they kind of keep on going with that storyline.
And it's funny that Liam's bar is gone. Now there's a restaurant they can all hang out at.
Yeah. I like it so much better than the bar.
Right? Yeah.
It's a lot more
classy.
Exactly. Getting into the bar. Now, they left us, you know, this episode with the whole Annie and Liam situation. I mean, it ended, you know, with answers of what she wants.
Right.
But it was so hard for her to just tell Liam. I mean, do you think he feels the same?
You know, I have no idea. I was hoping and hoping that when she told him, I knew he was going to be asleep. I'm in a drunk guy.
Ugh.
You turn around for a second and they're out.
Exactly. You can never tell them anything
exactly,
when they're drunk.
Exactly. And I was kind of bummed that she was doing it while he was drunk. But yeah, I don't know if he's feeling the same.
I mean, he like was mentioning, oh, like what Annie said to like his friends. But at the same time, I was like, OK, he was probably just like, you know, taking it as like, you know, she's helping me out. She's my
friend.
But I think if she was to tell him, I think he would have second feelings, hopefully. I mean, that would be really good. And I was even thinking in my head, like, what if that story gets out?
Ooh.
And that's the way he finds out.
Ooh, I like that.
Right?
I do.
That would be kind of hot. He'd be like, hold on. Like, this sounds
familiar.
Right? Like, I've lived this story, you know?
I like that. 90210 writers.
Yes.
Call Nicolette.
Exactly. Listen, I'm telling you. And then everybody's going to find out that she wrote it, you know?
Exactly. And then all her secrets are going to come out and Dixon's going to find out everything.
Okay.
This needs to happen.
Yes, it needs to. And then everybody's dirt's just going to come out.
Exactly.
I think that'd be really awesome. At first, though, you know, I love how the opening began, the opening of the episode.
The whole time I'm like, please don't be a dream. Please don't be a dream.
At first I was like, oh, shit. But then I was like, okay, this is about to be a dream.
Yeah.
I was so sad. And she was just really in a daze. I mean, come on now. He is always walking around with his shirt off.
And he looks amazing.
Come on now. Like, let's just be real.
Yeah.
Like, what? And it's your ex-boyfriend? I don't see how how they do it.
It's funny how she brought in her half-brother to be like, what?
I was like, that's not going to help at all. It's just...
No.
No. Mm-mm. I hope he got... He didn't end up going and living with Naomi, right?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
At least...
I don't know. I think it's interesting that where everybody's living, like, Dixon has this house to where whoever just comes into town stays with him. Like, you know, Naomi has this 8-bedroom house. Mm-hmm. They could all really just live there, you know? But it's really cute. I mean, this episode definitely gave us some answers, but I think are giving us a lot more. Like,
yes.
There's going to be more to come.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, I like when they give us some new storylines to work off of and get excited for the next episodes. But before we get into predictions, I want to get into iTunes. Please go and rate us on iTunes. Get us in that top 10. We love 90210. We know you guys love 90210. So go on there, listen to our podcast, rate us, comment. If you guys have any other questions that we need to answer on here, we will do so because we do read the comments and we do appreciate the feedback. So go to iTunes and click download for 90210. All right, let's get into predictions.
Yay.
We keep it short and sweet on this show. That's how it should be, right?
It should.
Get to our opinions quick. Okay, so where do you think Silver and Aid are going to go from here?
You know, I hope they continue the camera van truck
business.
And I don't know, I feel like we saw previews for next week and Aid is running around saying everyone thinks I'm a whore. The only thing I could think of is she hooks up with Naomi and Annie's half-brother.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, my God. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Is it?
That has to be.
It has to, right?
Because doesn't Naomi, like, go off on her?
She does, and she, like, hates her, and oh, my gosh.
I totally understand, though, because she's probably trying to get close to her brother, and then here comes another girl to, like, you know, interrupt, like, their brother and sister moments.
Right.
You know, now it's a distraction.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. That's going to be crazy that, actually happens.
I can't see why else she would be a whore.
Right. Exactly.
She's done everything else.
Exactly. I mean,
come on.
I mean, and what do you think? Do you think that Annie and Liam, did it show anything really in the preview?
Nothing. I feel like next week is going to be a very random episode. I don't know if it's going to answer anything from this week. They might drag on. So.
I think hopefully they'll, like, bring something, like, with that, with, like, the grand finale or, like, you know, the season finale or something like that. Like, they'll have to end it with a bang. They have to.
There'd another be no proposal. Other
way. Yes. Or something. I mean, how coincidence was it with that lady talking about her life at the documentary?
Oh, right? I was like...
Of course.
Perfect.
It was perfect.
Annie gets the light bulb and off
exactly.
she goes.
But she didn't even get to make it.
I know.
So then, Naveed, did he really come back? I'm trying to, like, think of... I watched the
preview.
Yeah. What do you think?
Naveed, I don't know if anything is going to happen. I think Campbell's story is squashed. I really hope so.
And yeah, he's
who knows?
Douchebag.
Maybe he will hook up with the ex-fiance.
Yeah, maybe. So we'll find out. We'll be here next week for sure. You can find me on Twitter at SenseiDRC. Yeah, go there. Follow me.
And you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and everything else at Violet Kanyan, KANIAN.
Great. Thank you, guys, and have a good night.
Thanks. Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.